For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Monday. It's March the 12th, and we've got a couple of interesting topics for you today. One that we're going to ask you to participate in. But first of all, let's start with Michelle Imes. And Michelle, good to have you back on Radio Friends once again. You're a pediatric injury prevention with MU Women's and Children's Hospital.
I am.
And you were excited today to talk about what you're doing because you got three grants, right?
We have one grant for sports injury clinics throughout the 2012 year.
Okay.
So we're starting in March. March 24th is going to be kicking off our first injury clinic, mm-hmm. which is concussion clinics.
And it's, so what's going to happen at the concussion clinic?
Well, we're going to be educating coaches, parents, anyone that's with youth athletics. Mm-hmm. Most of the focus is 10 to 14 years of age. However, we do let any athletics, youth athletics, join in.
Okay, so that's concussion clinic. Then?
Then we're going to the Youth Interactive Day on April 21st, mm-hmm. and that'll actually include MU Athletics, and we're going to be using their fields 1 and 2 and interacting with the children on that day.
So what are you going to do?
We're going to be dealing with equipment safety, hydration safety, good nutrition, and educating them throughout.
Yeah. Hydration is something.
It is.
It's really important.
It is.
And I think a lot of kids don't think of that. They're out there running around sweating, not realizing that they need to drink that water also.
Yeah, and we encourage parents to attend with that because I think it's important for parents and coaches to understand that hydration is very important.
Okay,
as well.
Is there one other or is that?
And the last one's overuse injury, and that'll be our final one in August 25th.
Okay, and what's going to happen there?
Overuse injury. We'll be talking about overuse injury and also going back to the hydration topic for the coaches.
Okay. So you got one grant, but three separate programs
we
that
sure
you're
do.
Doing. And if people want more information on this, what can they do?
They can go to www.muhealth.org/safekids.
Okay.
Yeah.
www.muhealth/safekids. That'll give all the information with the dates, the times.
And the registration form because it is space is limited since it's a free event.
Okay. There's no charge for it.
There's no charge.
But you do have to register so you make sure you got enough space for everybody.
Correct.
All right. Michelle, thank you so much for coming
thank
by.
You.
Is there a phone number they can call also? Or best on the web?
Best is on the web.
Okay.
At this
all right.
point.
Thanks
you.
For coming by. Uh-huh. Michelle Imes, MBA. Right? Nice to have you here. Now, we turn to two people who are going to involve all of us in this next project. Actually, it started several weeks ago. I think this is week 5.
Yes.
It's called Reboot. And I've got with us Hannah Sims. Welcome,
nice
Hannah. You are the program coordinator of Reboot?
Sure. Program coordinator, director, manager, kind of jack of all trades.
Okay.
Project Reboot.
And then we have Peter Meng, who is a fellow at RJI.
Yes.
Tell me what this program is.
Reboot is a 10-week-long scavenger hunt that's taking place on campus. Right now, we're 5 weeks into it, but it's not too late to join. The theme, the inspiration behind this scavenger hunt is sustainability. So teams are competing against each other to complete several different missions each week and compete for $1,000, which will go to the team with the most points at the end.
Now, when you talk about the theme is sustainability, let's go a little bit more into detail.
Yeah, well, I'd love to. This is exactly what we want from this project. Over the 10 weeks of Reboot, we're going to touch on 10 different themes or 10 different areas of sustainability. So, for instance, this week is built environment. We're looking into...
The week of March 12th.
Yes.
Is what now?
The week of March 12th is the built environment.
Built environment.
Yes. We're looking at ways that architecture and buildings and the indoor spaces that we inhabit every day can be promoting sustainable ideas and sustainable practices.
Okay. So there is a different theme each week. Mm-hmm. It's not just open to the student community, though, right?
No, this scavenger hunt is free to join, and it's open to anybody who lives, works, learns, participates in any way in the Mizzou community. So basically anybody in Columbia.
Jefferson City.
It would be a little hard. A lot of it has to be go into specific GPS locations.
But they can do it
on campus.
If they want
you
to.
Can. Go for it.
Yeah.
Please join.
And if people are listening to us on the web,
yeah.
if you're out there in Las Vegas or Los Angeles, you want to come to Columbia.
Fly out to Columbia. Give us a visit and score some scavenger
but any,
points.
But it's open to anybody. Now, when you came in here today, or when you sent me an email some time ago, you said you wanted to make Radio Friends
yeah.
part of this scavenger hunt.
Right.
So this program is airing today,
right.
Monday, March the 12th.
Right.
How can Radio Friends be a part of your scavenger hunt?
Well, what you can do is participants, anybody who's playing Reboot, you go to rebootmizzou.com.
Okay, go to Reboot. Now, you have to sign up ahead of time?
Yes, you have to sign up a team.
So if you go to www.rebootmizzou.com, not .edu.
.com. No, .com.
Rebootmizzou.com.
It's its own domain, yeah.
Okay, and then what?
You sign up a team, and it'll take you through the whole process of signing up a team. And then what you do is you download a little piece of software for your smartphone or for your just for your smartphone, and it will guide you through the process.
Can you do it on your computer, too?
You can play on your computer as well.
Okay.
You just have to kind of follow the steps and follow the process.
Okay, so you can do it on. Some of us don't have smartphones.
Right.
I'm not smart enough to have a smartphone.
Each team has to have a member with a smartphone.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
One smartphone per team.
Per team.
Teams of
okay.
at least two people, but unlimited. You could have 1,000 people on your team.
So you go ahead and you sign up, and now, how does Radio Friends fit into this?
Okay, what we're doing is creating a game just for Radio Friends. And what happens is, what we're going to have people do is actually come to the KBI website and either listen to or watch your show from today.
Okay.
And at the end of that program, you're going to give a keyword.
Okay.
And everybody's going to have to find out what that keyword is, and then they report it back in through the system, and we give them points for the game.
Okay. So what you do, if you're listening to us right now on the air, I'm going to give you the keyword here in just a minute. But you can tell your friends, go to kbia.org, then you click on talk shows, then click on Radio Friends, and watch today's show, either a vodcast or a podcast.
Right.
And then when I say this keyword, they report it back to Reboot.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they'll know how to do that.
They'll know.
Okay. Good. I'm glad they do. The magic keyword is... This is it now. Here's the magic keyword. You ready? Lead certificate.
No, lead certified.
Oh, okay, forget it. Lead certified. I wrote it down wrong. So the keyword is lead certified.
Right.
All right, you need to do that. And good luck to you all. All right, thank you guys
you,
for coming
Thanks.
By.
Right.
Good, I even messed up the word, didn't I? We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, Capital Arts and Hobo Joe, our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute, Audio Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Don't forget, kbia.org, click on talk shows, Radio Friends, listen or watch it again. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you. Bye-bye.